So I'm not preaching the sermon today. Kelby is, but I wanted to do an introduction first. Most of you have probably seen Kelby because Kelby has been our full-time summer intern, and you're going to hear about how that happened. But I am thankful to people in the church who gave financial gifts to make that a possibility. So if you want to make it a possibility in future years, please do see me. And Kelby has worked in all of the ministries of the church over the summer, and it all culminates today. It's his last day, and it culminates with him preaching a sermon. Kelby is going to be a United Methodist pastor when he finishes all his training. He's in college now, and this will be his very first sermon, and you never, ever get another very first sermon. So just relax and enjoy it and have fun. And I see you have a lot of family members here, your mom and dad and brother and both sets of grandparents and friends. So that's good. Have fun and be blessed.
Will do. Okay. So as this is my first sermon, Pastor Janine told me that it has to be around 30 minutes long. No, I'm just joking. It's only going to be about 25. Anyway, last summer, I told Pastor Janine that I had felt called to ministry. She immediately invited me to share a cup of coffee with her. And over this cup of coffee, we talked about faith, the United Methodist Church, and my own personal journey up to this point. This was where she offered me my summer internship. And I'll be honest, I was shocked. This opportunity was a dream come true for me. Ever since I was little, I had this dream of going into ministry, and this would be the first time where I would finally be able to work in a church. I was ecstatic, and I could not wait for the internship to begin. But I quickly realized something. I had no idea what went into running a church. This was made very clear to me the first time that somebody asked me what I was going to be doing as an intern here at the Copper Top, to which I responded to them, church stuff? I had no idea what to expect. I, of course, knew that I was going to be working in the church, but I only had this vague idea of what that meant. I knew that there was a weekly Sunday service. I knew that there was music. I knew that the pastor wrote a sermon every week. And occasionally there would be a baptism and communion, but I was unsure of the specifics. The next time that I met with Janine, I was promised that I'd be kept very busy over the summer. And now that I've lived through this summer, let me tell you, she was not lying. I walked into the church on my first day with hardly any clue of what I was going to be doing. I was handed a large list of dates and activities that I was going to be participating in over the summer. But for that first week, I was tasked with creating a pond for our kids to fish out of. So I spent the first week of my internship folding origami fish and frogs to put into that pond. This first week taught me that there was a lot more to ministry than I had originally thought. This first week also set the tone on all of the many different things that I would be doing throughout the summer. So now that I've worked through the list that I received on the first day, I've gotten to experience the many different facets of ministry. I had the opportunity to go to annual conference to grow and learn about our denomination. I've worked with the youth in our church through a youth trip, a missions trip, and adventure day camp. I've gotten the opportunity to visit some of our congregation in the hospital, in rehab, and at home. I've been a part of the weekly process of creating the bulletin and PowerPoint. I've gotten to write devotions for the weekly email and newsletter. I've helped out at a baptism and communions, read scripture. I've sung. I've been a projectionist, and I've been able to help out at Ruby's Pantry, and even more. All of these experiences had different lessons for me to learn, and I will take these lessons with me as I continue my journey to becoming a pastor. Allow me to share some of these lessons with you today. I learned that our young people are passionate about helping others and learning about God. I also learned that even though I'm 19, the youth in our church have at least double my energy. Another lesson that I've learned is about the costs of maintaining our programs in church in general through my many conversations with Anne. I've learned that it is okay to work from home sometimes so that you can just sit and focus on the task at hand. I've learned that sometimes the best thing that you can do for someone is just to sit and listen to them. And I've learned that one of the easiest ways to spread God's light to others is by simply being kind. Out of all of these things that I've learned, the lesson that surprised me the most was on just how many people it takes to keep our church program and church in general running. I was surprised at just how many things our church juggled on any given week. And what really surprised me was on just how many people are helping out in the church, either in the spotlight or behind the scenes. For example, to get a regular Sunday service prepared, we have volunteers helping with the bulletin, drivers who pick people up, a plethora of musical talent, a projectionist, a soundboard tech, people who bring snacks, people who work at the front desk, people who design the liturgical art in the sanctuary, and people who greet everyone as they enter the building. Throughout my internship, the thought of all of these many different people kept popping into my head. And the more I thought about it, the more that I was reminded about one particular part of the Bible. The part of the Bible that I'm talking about comes from our scripture reading today. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 18, where the Bible talks about the church as one unified body. I love these verses because it really shows what it means to be a church. There are many important takeaways that we can take from these verses, but for the sake of time, I will narrow it down to two. The first of these verses are, The first of these are in verses 7 through 11, where it talks about how everyone has been given special gifts from the Spirit that can help shine God's light in the world. What I really like about these verses is that it shows that everyone is unique in their ability to help the church. It reads, "A word of wisdom is given by the Spirit to one person, a word of knowledge to another, according to the same Spirit, faith to still another by the same Spirit, and so on and so forth. I have been a witness to that through my time at the Coppertop. I've seen people working outside, keeping our flowers beautiful. I've seen people working inside, keeping our church clean. I have seen the good that our kitchen has done through the roast beef dinners and through our chum fundraiser. And I have seen people who bring their friends to church on Sunday, and people who welcome others who have never been here before. We have seen even today the gifts of music that people have prepared and shared for us. And there are many more things happening in the church. And what is common between all of these people helping out is how they are using their Spirit-given gifts to shine God's light." The Bible specifically calls everyone in the church to go out and spread God's light. And by the Spirit giving us these special gifts, we are called to go out and help the church in our own special way. Now, when I'm talking about this, I'm not necessarily talking about volunteering. And while volunteering is important and great, I understand that not everybody has as much time to volunteer as everyone else. But these verses show that there are many ways to spread God's light out into the world. An example of this is actually the story of how my family ended up at the Coppertop. About a year ago, we were looking for a different church. And at this point in time, my former teacher, Mr. Goodlett, had gotten me to sing here previously. So one day, I decided to walk up and ask him what denomination was the Coppertop, to which he responded, "United Methodist." Well, this was a coincidence, as my mom had grown up United Methodist, and my grandma is actually a lay speaker in her church. So one Sunday morning, we decided to come and see what church was like. As soon as we walked in the door, we were immediately welcomed. And after the service, people came up to us, welcomed us, and honestly wanted to know who we were. After leaving that morning, everyone in my family remarked on how great everyone in the church was, and we've been coming here ever since. The point that I'm trying to make here is that without the nudge from Mike, I would not have even known that this church existed. And without the kindness that everybody showed me that morning, who knows where my family would have ended up. Those small acts of kindness directly led to me getting my internship here at the Coppertop. Focusing back on the scripture verses for today, in verses 12 through 18, the scripture goes on to tell us that each of us helped to make up the parts of the metaphorical human body of God's church. The best part of this is that it tells us that each part of the church's body is no less important than any other part. This is a powerful message. Every single part of the church's body is important. If we got rid of a part of the body as a whole would not be able to function as well. I'll use myself as an example here. I know that I'm a big people person, and I love talking up in front of a crowd. But I also know that my math skills are abysmal. That's why it is such a good thing that people like Anne, Dorothy, and Terry are called to serve the church with their knowledge of money and finances. And while I have thoroughly enjoyed my time working with the church's youth, I know that I am personally more suited for adult ministry. That is why it is so good that people like Jana exist, who want to dedicate their lives to youth ministry. If I was suddenly the only one working in the church would fall apart pretty quickly. The Bible says it best. If the whole body were an eye, what would happen to the hearing? And if the whole body were an ear, what would happen to the sense of smell? But as it is, God has placed each one of the parts in the body just like he wanted. God has placed each one of the parts in the body, just like he wanted. Now, if I was just preaching on the body of God's church, this is probably where the sermon would have ended. But I'd like to share a few more thoughts on my internship. Now that this internship is over, I cannot express how valuable this experience was for me. Whenever people asked me how my internship was going, I would always tell them that I was never bored, as there was always something that I could be doing. And now that this internship is coming to a close, I can tell them that this internship has validated my dream of becoming a pastor. I've gotten my first taste of ministry, and I love it. I would like to thank all of you so much for accepting me as the church's intern and for being so friendly and welcoming. This church is a really special place, and as Pastor Janine puts it, a church that is alive is worth the drive. So now as I finish up, I'd like to leave you with this. What are your Spirit-given talents, and how can you use them to shine God's light today? Amen.